This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Seen live off the record with Chicago Lens, brought to you by AMO Foods Limited, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, the Cleveland Clinics, the Digital Transformation Unit, Freeport News, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance. All up if you feel like you've been down the same
road. And good afternoon and welcome to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 on your FM dial. This is Pearly in the house with you for one more day. How's everybody doing today? Man, it's hot out there. It is hot. I've been saying that a lot recently, but this seems that this could probably be one of the hottest summers ever. But I see you got a couple of systems out there running around crazy. Let's pray that they don't mess with us at all and we'll be all right. So I hope everybody's doing good. Today's report card day. We're going to be grading the government, the opposition. I invite you to call in or text in your grades. Let's be fair now, all right? Let's be fair. But if you want to call in, it is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Let me say them again for you. 323-6232, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. And if you want a text, which is powered by BTC, 422-4796. So get your grades in. Well, we're going to talk about some other things as well. And we can try and make this an interesting show, as interactive as possible. It works when you call in. It works when you say things. It's, my opinion counts a little bit, but yours count more than me. What's in the Guardian, the paper, in the Guardian, what's in the newspaper, the Guardian this morning? Today, headline, FNM wants answers on government contracts, demands full accounting on oral contracts. Interesting. RCI equity stake offering could come by final quarter of 2024. PM offers contradictory views on abortion in cases of rape. That's going to be an interesting conversation, and I'm open to it. Mother says she had pleaded with sex offender son to change his ways. It's on the business front. RCI equity stake offering could come by final quarter of 2024. Simon, Royal Caribbean still working out structure of Royal Beach Club investment scheme with a potential fund administrator. Government signs contract to develop plan to meet 30% renewable energy promise. That I really want to see happen. IMF report stresses strengthening banking sector against failure. Tourism ministry to pedestrianize downtown Market Slope. Do we think that the whole of Bay Street should be downtown pedestrianized? Should we just have, say, from the Hilton, say, to, way down Elizabeth Avenue, somewhere down there. Let's say the Rue de Junkanoo should be pedestrianized. You know, the little cafes and stuff like that, and then some apartments. I like to see downtown become like a real city. A real city where we get restaurants and shopping and quaint restaurants and bars and apartments where people actually living in the downtown area, condos and stuff like that, and really makes it a booming and bustling city. One of my favorite cities is to visit New York City. I like to just get up like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Let's go walk down 40. I think I told you all this before. Let's go see, because watch a bustling city. And I like to see, I don't know if I want to see Nassau Beach. Yeah, man, 24 hours. But is that what some people would like to see? Or want to continue letting traffic drive through Bay Street? You know, maybe you can work something, or a broad walk in the back, you know. We need to do some things to you walk downtown, it's just perfume bars and jewelry stores. We need to do some other things and get some other restaurants in there. And that's what I'd like to see. You know, that, I mean, let me know what you think about that. You know, I got a couple of texts already. Pearly, it's raining in Freeport. Raining real rain or raining dollars? But it's raining in Freeport. Good day, solid C plus, had a B minus before the scandal started. Looked like they had a two-peat before they prorogued Parliament. That's the first grade in there. Solid C plus. So that's like a 2 point, a little bit over 2 point. Had a B minus. You had a B minus, you slipped that much. Before the scandal started, looked like they had a two-peat before they prorogued the Parliament. So it looked like two-peat, you're saying they have a two-peat no more? Well, I got something here to read to you. Carey's Fabric and Uniform Stores fully stocked with uniforms, skirts, jumpers, shorts, pants, blouses, and shirts. At Carey's, find cotton shirts with the school logo embroidered on it. Carey's also has underwear, socks, and school bags. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Telephone 393-0758. Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Mackey Street. Back to school is in full effect. Full effect. Check them out, people. Check them out. So, I see, you know, yesterday we talked a lot about the oral contracts and what is as they stand, and the Prime Minister made some comments. And then I see a statement came out from the Free National Movement asking on accounting of the oral contract. It sounded like they was listening to us because the headline said, trust and trust gone or something like that. Apparently one of the callers called that in yesterday. So that means they probably listening to us too. So we got to make sure we tell them what we feel about them as well. So don't forget, just give me your grades, and I'm getting a lot of taxes in so far. Let's see what this on here says. No two-peat if they continue on this tack. They are losing the confidence of the people. This Texas said a grade C plus. But if I tell you, I tell people this, I think I see C plus in my house once. I don't accept C plus. These people say D, same old PLP. The next text up, Pearly, Nassau needs a subway underground to alleviate traffic. The problem with that is, first of all, you know we limestone. And that's hard to cut through. You know, a lot of the road project that was done in 2010 had a lot of delays because this is my assessment of it after having conversations with others, so I may be totally wrong because I'm not an engineer. It's not my specialty. But what I understand, because of the limestone, a lot of the digging took a lot longer and dealing with it differently. Plus, I think our water table too high. And second of all, you put a sub in, now so every time we take off, I got to stop. That's only EAB, you know, 7 miles by 21. So I just think we need to better, we need to do some more road projects in terms of widening some roads. There's some spaces where roads can be double. Gladstone Road is one of them, I can think, or Carmichael Road. And so we put better management and more accessibility to driving space, and then do a proper, and let me tell you something, the Ministry Works got some talented engineers who've done some assessments, you know. And we need to read the traffic assessment. That's why the road project in 2010 came up. Because when they did the assessment, they knew that at one point, and sometimes it's going to have a gridlock in Nassau and shut the whole of the traffic down for a whole day. So there's need to do more assessment and more proper traffic planning, is my opinion. We got a caller on the line. Help me out, caller. Come on, caller. What's up?
Hey, I'm right here, man.
How you doing, brother?
All right. I would like to contribute.
Go right ahead.
All right. But it's open, or I have to, because I was only able to hear Howard.
No, I can hear you.
Good. I want to just make a contribution on the fact that we seem to have a situation in the country where we have three nationalities in this country, the Chinese, the Haitians, and what we call Bahamians.
Wait, hold on. What happened? We got a whole group of Jamaicans here, too?
Well, okay, four.
And we got a whole few Cubans here, too?
Yeah, well,
and the whole crew of Africans.
Well, okay, here's what I want to say. The stress that the Haitians put on us, the others don't. And the Chinese seem to get privileges where you can find a bunch of them without work permit, but then, you know, the minister says, hey, don't touch them. But we, who actually build this country, are building it for them. Because
the devil is I build my country for my grandchildren, my grandchildren.
See, but the government is leaning toward favoring the Chinese. Okay. Because, you know, I see a Chinese liquor store could be open on Sunday because they're selling also food.
Okay.
If I were to try to do that, they tell me my license can't be duplicate. You see? And I asked the police why they could do it, and he says he don't know. So obviously, there's a leaning toward foreigners than indigenous Bahamians. That's just the way it appears to me.
I understand.
And if this continues, then we're going to end up not really having a country.
And you know, that is this whole subject has been a major subject in the major conversation in the last few weeks, and particularly in light of the alleged things that the Minister of Immigration has allegedly have done. So the talk is getting stronger. People are being more concerned. And there is a concern that we need to clean up our immigration system and get everything cleaned up. My view, just me. We have people here. Illegal immigrants here. I would say, and you could deviate on how long we do it. And this is Earl's opinion, Pearly's opinion. If you don't like it, tell me about it. That's fine. An amnesty period of 9 months or 1 year, starting January 1st. Mm-hmm. We do a building separate and apart from everything else, away from everything, and you have that 1 year to come in and get your papers, however they're supposed to be done, whether it's work permit, permanent residency, or if you qualify for citizenship. And not people who just reached, people who've been here, say, 5 years or 3 years or longer. And you have that amnesty period. But the end of that amnesty period, if you don't have the paperwork in, if you don't have your proper credentials, we go hard on anybody who's not properly documented and ship them out the country.
Pearly, we sign treaties that we don't know what's in them.
Point.
And your idea may be one that could be applicable, but look at the treaties that we are signing that we don't even know about that may be unconstitutional. Our hands are tied. I mean, check it out. I mean, here you have Mr. Mitchell saying this morning that he can't do nothing about the fact that if you don't have a credit card, you can't pay $5 for your police record. Right? And he can't change that. He can't say you could accept cash and credit card. He can't fix that. Yeah. So apparently it's above him.
Yeah. But, okay? And not defending him, but we are moving to that. And we've seen, and those of us, we've moved from a Rodafone to a Nokia to a BlackBerry to iPhone to Samsung, all that. We've moved up. We've moved from antenna fishing to satellite dish to cable TV to all kind of IPTV. We moved from people not even having no kind of credit card that's paying cash, everything, to now having credit cards. The world is changing to that, and unfortunately, we have to switch to it. Now, I'll be moving too fast is another question.
Okay, probably we are. But it appears to me that they have no control over the digital platform that we are moving to.
They probably don't, because it's a global thing. If we don't do it, we can get left behind.
Okay, got you. Okay, my brother. Thank
okay,
you so much
all right, my brother.
Call.
Thanks all for right. calling in. Got another caller there on the line. Caller, you on the air. What's happening?
A pleasant good evening.
Sparky.
That's good. Buddy.
Let's get this piece out of the way. Sparky 72. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, that piece out of the way. Let me tell you, you got it wrong a little while ago. You said we moved from a rotary phone to a Nokia. We moved from a rotary phone to a beeper.
Okay.
From a beeper we went to Motorola.
Yes,
Hello
we
Moto.
Did. Yes, we did.
From Hello Moto, we went to Nokia. From Nokia, we went to Samsung.
BlackBerry.
From Samsung, we went to BlackBerry.
Okay, all right. But the analogy I was trying to put as we move, we've seen a progress from turning the phone to pressing the phone to not moving far from the phone to having a cordless phone. So we've seen the and I only say that the point that we've seen the progress of the world today.
Let's put it like this in quick time. We've moved from watching a boss walk out of the office after he just reached the office to say he had to go back home because he left his cellular.
Okay.
He got to the office, you know.
Yeah.
Reached the office and gone back home in front of his staff. He forgot his cellular and he had to go back home.
He better go get by. He didn't want to stay when his wife picked it up.
He got a telephone on his desk in his office.
No, it ain't nothing but the telephone on the desk in his office. He can't leave that cellular
phone. But let me tell you something, how big your show is from yesterday.
Tell me.
Now, you got to give me a minute in this, not 30 seconds.
Okay.
On Wolf Road by Annex Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
Just east of Annex Baptist Church, past Poissy Webb Shop.
Yes.
There's a two-story bar there with a big collect sign on the outside of the building.
I've seen it before. I've never been
inside
in it.
Inside there, they sell wholesale liquor, retail liquor, Chinese food, and they sell clothes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And once, now, look here. In Publix in America, you could go in the store, you could get a six-pack of beer, right?
Yes.
But you can't go to Super Value in the Bahamas to get a six-pack of Bud Light.
No.
Otherwise, in Super Value, right?
No, you cannot.
So how you could go to a Chinese on Wolf Road and get food, clothes,
They selling cooked food or grocery?
Cooked food.
So they got a restaurant.
They got a counter there. You can order Kingdom Ribs and things.
So they got a restaurant.
You could buy T-shirt, baseball hat, slippers, and shoes, and everything.
So
next to that, you could buy a single collect, or you could buy a case of collect.
Wow.
In one building. Now, how could a Chinese get that kind of license and a Bahamian can't get it? Somebody had to pull a deal there.
Okay. Well, I need to find out what the law says, though, and you know, I can't say you pull a deal if you don't know.
But you know, I wrote you some text yesterday.
Oh, that was you.
You was also supposed to come and get your avocado.
No, Mom, I can give it a couple of days, if not today, by tomorrow.
But let me tell you how big your show was yesterday. Now, this the surprise to Bahamian people. You remember I row by the line yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Guess what happened this morning?
They called you to do, but they go on the road.
Mr. Great Knowles from Dozer come to me, pick him 10 o'clock. He says, Sparky, let's go down there, see if they're doing anything down there. When we reached down there this morning, the Ministry of Agriculture was down there. The Ministry of Works was down there.
You're kidding me.
I can name the people who was down there. I forget the name. Well, Lady Miss Smith from Agriculture was there. With her crew and her trucks and everything.
Yes.
The guy, Mr. Monroe,
yes,
was down there from the Doggone Ministry of Works.
Yes.
He's the assistant to the permanent secretary, Mr. Tingham Smith, Luther Smith.
Yes.
Him was down there. The contractor was down there. The tractors was running. Guess where they was running? Right on the road was going on Sparky Land.
There you go, Sparky.
And guess what? They had done pushed past my property, gone west, and was coming back up. The fellow said, by next week, Sparky, Mr. Dirt Knowles could be down there with his tractor cultivating your land.
You better put two extra pay in my box, please.
Guess
put
what
two
they say, man? Please big us up on the talk show again. Say they all heard us yesterday.
Wonderful. See, and it's all about is making things happen. I am happy they can do that. Hats off to Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Works for responding so quickly. We so appreciate that.
But the thing is, before I go, in this country, if you don't come out scratching and raking and cussing, you ain't gonna get nothing done.
I got you.
Okay.
Sparky, text me your number back again. I had deleted everything before I left,
Let me tell you another thing. There's about 60 to 70 farmers down there.
Wonderful.
And ain't one of them call a talk show, and one of them raise hell. Sparky been raising hell for doggone months and years.
Sparky, don't worry about it. You got it, Sparky.
Sparky, thanks.
Thanks, Sparky. I saying thanks for them.
If they get done by September on Vigo Farm, Sparky own, we'll get started. I'll start putting out my trees.
Text me again, Sparky. Okay?
How are you texting?
422.
Oh, I can put it on the...
I'll just get it. Put it on the 422-47. Okay, thanks, Sparky. Now, that's some good news. We talked about that yesterday. Ministry of Agriculture and Works responded. Power of Guardian Radio. The power of Guardian Radio. Power Pearly, too. Curly, call you on the line.
Curly.
Hey.
You're grading today, right?
Yes, I'm grading today.
B plus.
B as in boy or D as in dog?
And boy.
B plus. Okay.
B plus.
All right. Thank you very much.
I see that the government... They open up a lot of jobs that have taken place. But I believe that this government, they got to expand their opening that money could be making. And they got to bring something more to the table.
Like what? Like what you think?
Like over renewal, social service. Should be open from 8 o'clock in the morning. We cannot run on the same rotation like every other government. Just keep on rolling over the same way.
But they don't open that early because I remember, they don't open at 9 then.
They open up at 9.
People just be out there from early then.
People be out there from 6:30 in the morning.
Wow, okay.
It has to be a new change.
I got you. But how the, okay, how does that put money on the ground, though? That's just social service assistance.
But see, I get in there.
Okay.
Because the clinic open at 9 o'clock. The more the earlier it open, that clinic should be open at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
The earlier that it open, you get the breakfast people. You get people coming around selling tea and stuff in the morning time because people looking for some place to buy some things.
So that put a couple of dollars in that right
now. That put a couple of dollars. The passport office should be open at 8 o'clock in the night. See, it has to be a new flow, a new change. It cannot operate the same way. You cannot operate from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Somebody getting off at 5 o'clock in the evening, they can say, you know something? Wait a minute. They open up till 8 o'clock, the passport office, you know. Let me get something to eat first, then I go by the passport office. You need a new vision. The leader needs a vision that will grow and expand and open up.
And we will see
traffic be flown. The reason why we get so much of traffic be flown because why? Everything open up at 9 o'clock and everybody is trying to got to reach the work, got to reach this place, got to reach the next place.
What about this? What about staying the regular office hours and just open up on Saturday?
I'm getting it too.
Because I see...
To get a passport,
you got to take a vacation day or two vacation days or a sick day or two sick days because sometimes you got to be parked there from 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to get your number in, and they're only giving out a certain amount of numbers for the day, I think. So I can see your point in them staying open a little later, but how about Saturdays? The banks are opening on Saturdays now.
I was getting there. On Saturday, we need to open up these courts. Saturday, we need to open up the clinic. There are people who work in 5 days, Monday to Friday. Okay, they want to go to the clinic on Saturday. We need to open up. See, lest we come to the table with new ideas and stuff like that, we going on with the same things, and because we going on the same thing, the people are saying, you know something, ain't nothing changed. Everything is still the same. So in other words, one minister got to stand up and say, we going to make a change, we going to make it different. And it take the leader to make this change in this country.
Because why?
We are going back to the same ways. Everything began the same on the rotation, rolling over the same way.
So bring some.
And then you will start seeing money be floating. The clinic open up 8 o'clock on Saturday. Passport open up on 8 o'clock on Saturday. The court open up on whatever time on Saturday. So we start seeing now traffic be flowing.
I got Monday. You. Okay, caller. I hear you, caller. I got the
thank
producer
you,
that comes to Troy and Rockham. I got to take a break. I can take this next call and we can go to the break. Thanks, caller. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, Paulie, how you doing, man?
Thank God for life. And I say also thank God for, at my age, thank God for pain.
All the time. The previous caller was on to something here. In other words, I think what he was saying was we have to spec small stuff in order to get the bigger stuff.
I think that's what he's trying to say, yeah.
And in essence, he's absolutely correct. Let me give you a couple of examples here. You see the roads getting ripped up and everything.
Yes.
We have to now get change. We have to have a new revolutionary mind shift. And that is all of these tractors and things you see, like first thing in the morning, moving when rush hour traffic is going on, they should not even be on the road. The 18-wheelers should not be on the road. They should be actually on the road during the early morning hours before the traffic actually begins to peak up.
Listen, I had a friend in Minnesota in college, and he had a summer job. He was a driver for, I think it was Pepsi. He had to be off certain roads in St. Paul, Minnesota before 9 o'clock in the morning. He used to make his runs between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. because his big truck on the road, on certain roads, after 9 a.m. in the morning would get a ticket. So you're making a point there.
And that is exactly what needs to happen. Even with the tractors ripping up, because right now some of the roads you go on, you see the Caterpillar tracks in the town.
Yes.
They shouldn't even allow that to happen. They need to be on flatbed I move to construction sites and stuff before rush hour traffic. And that can happen in the early morning hours, midnight, and 6 p.m.
Point taken. You know,
so there are so many small things that we can have done in this country that would make a significant, big impact. But our people are just stuck on doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different or a new improved result. We can fix this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to end it here, and I'll continue to listen.
Thank you very much. Interesting stuff. We're gonna take a break. When I come back, we got a bunch of texts to read, and we'll read those texts, and we'll take some more calls. Interesting stuff coming up today. This is Z Live on Guardian Radio. I'm Pearly. We'll be right back.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Farmers everywhere. Fishermen here and there. The Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
We're back. Z Live on Guardian Radio. Welcome back. I got a bunch of texts here. Let's see. This text said, Greeks. Okay, I know what that means, but anyway. This text says, if you had the bag, you would get what you want too. Okay. You don't know me. Hey, Pearly, ask Sparky for his number, please. I want some avocados too. I gotcha. Okay. I-95 will do it. Pearly, if the caller can't complain about something, why he give them an A+, he mix up. Hey, Pearly, go online for passing port. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I don't quite understand that, but I can look at that again. We need to make Bay Street a pedestrian area. Have a train either to bring people in and out of the area. People want the clinic open on Saturday? That's the question. We need to have more doctors employed by the government, but we are spending money on flights for the PM and not for doctors, nurses, and allied health care providers. I think we're doing pretty cool with doctors. I think our problem is we need to have more nurses. That's our problem. We don't have the nurses, and a lot of nurses are not getting the kind of money here that they can get in Canada. So that's where our concerns are right now. But this is Guardian Radio with Z Live, so Pearly in the house. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you to help me grade this government. And I'm getting some interesting things are coming across to me. But So in that text saying we need more doctors, I don't know if it's we need more doctors, or, and yeah, when I say more doctors, let me clarify myself, I sound like it's talking foolishness. Do we need a lot more doctors in the hospital, or do we need doctors in clinics, family islands, and places like that? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I know that there's a complaint about the lack of nurses. There's a lot of expat nurses, Filipino nurses, African nurses coming in town. And do we need to look at the salary structure for our nurses and the way we recruit or the way we station them to make sure we get benefit and we get full service from all the nurses we get? A lot of nurses get a job in Canada and go, or the United States and go. A lot of doctors are now leaving and going to the States, and some going to do their specialize, but not coming right back or not coming back at all. I know a lot of them, personally. And I know some of the complaints the youngest doctors have, that you know, some of them don't feel as respected by the older doctors as they should be. That's another show for another day. We ain't getting too deep into that. But there is a need to look at the salary structures of our doctors and our nurses in the public hospital system in order to keep them here. Because if you're paying a doctor $30,000, $40,000 a year and he get $100,000 to say, what do you think he's going? He can do his best for his family. And I can't be vexed for that. So we need to take a serious look at that part of it. The next text up. We need both nurses and doctors. Ask anyone who work in the Department of Surgery at the hospital now. They work a 24-hour plus shift every 4 days with no set day off. No, I know. I have a son who's a doctor. I know the shifts and all. We have to look at maybe are the doctors we getting going in certain directions? Do all want to be surgeons? Some want to be anesthesiologists. Some want to be general practitioners. Some want to be heart doctors, orthopedics, physical therapy doctors, sports therapist doctors, stuff like that. Not everybody wants to get into surgery or other things. So that maybe we need to look at how do we get more of our doctors to get into surgery. I'm not arguing. I don't know the numbers. I can't say I'm being definitive in knowing that we don't need doctors. You never have enough people to take care of you. My question is, are we deploying them properly? If you want to send a young doctor to the family island, are you making it attractive for him or her to want to go there? You know, and are you putting them up in giving them the proper working facilities and giving them the supplies they should have? Are you putting them up in a comfortable house and with a decent car to get around to get to the where they need to get to? If you got a young doctor and they're young, so you get these young doctors finishing school in the late 20s, early 30s, who want now to enjoy life and want to be able to study for years, 8 years, they get 4 years in college, 5 years in medical school and all that stuff, studying all these years. Now they're full-fledged doctors. They want to enjoy life as well as heal people, and you can send them to a family island where they ain't nothing to do, or they ain't getting the proper work material, they ain't got the proper living facilities, and expect them to stay with us. We got to do what we can do to take care of make them feel comfortable. Another text up. The answer to your question is no all around. Okay. You know what? I know deep freeze. Don't read aloud. Me again. I still want my pair, but if you want to talk healthcare staff, call me on the number. Okay, I understand. Thank you. I want to talk about what's best for this country. I want to talk about what we can do to make sure that this country is in a better state for everybody. I have a 6-year-old grandson. I don't want him to move to the States. I want him to stay in the Bahamas. But I want the Bahamas to be good for him. Too many times I hear doctors say, you know, I know personally a number of young doctors, and these doctors are all under the age of 35. Young doctors who now gone to the States to, in some instances, they go on to specialize, which is a 2 to 3, 4 year program, maybe 5. But when that is finished, are they coming back to the Bahamas or are they staying in the States? That's a question to ask. We got a call on the line. Carla, what you got to say to me today? How you doing, man?
Hi, how you doing?
Thank God for life. Thank God for pain. All right.
That's all we could do, baby. But listen up.
Uh-huh, baby.
You talking about the doctors? Man, they need to do something with that eye clinic. People going blind, waiting to get appointment in that eye clinic.
So we need more eye doctors.
You need more eye doctors. You put an appointment on January and you don't get that till December.
Nah,
they got to do better.
Nah, listen.
They're blind. In their defense,
I go to a private eye doctor.
You go to a private eye doctor.
Hear me. I want you to hear me now. This is what? What's today's date?
Today's date is the 23rd.
Today's August the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a gambling man, but I will bet you, I'll bet you 5 cents. If I call my doctor today to make an appointment, I ain't gonna get in there before November, December.
No, sir.
I willing to bet that.
I can bet that because I had appointments from one of the government doctors to go to the eye clinic.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't got that appointment until that would be till January. And I went to a private eye clinic, and within 2 weeks,
you
I was able to see that eye doctor.
You were lucky. You were very lucky.
The private doctor will send you to the eye clinic for certain days, and it takes months before you can get through. So
because
you need more eye doctors.
Send
it to Cuba.
If you got 100 people need to see the doctor, 90 of them going to the public clinic because it's free.
Yeah, you but like the gentleman said, change
you spend
for time.
Clinic. Yeah, change for time. Change for time, but we got to encourage more kids to go to become eye doctors. We can't say we need it. We can't say we need it if we're not encouraging our young people to do that. Yeah, but first of all, we got to get them to be wanting to go to school to do that.
Some people can't afford
you
know, it early.
Listen, you'll be free. You'll be free.
That's what you have to look at. Everybody cannot afford to go to a private eye doctor.
I understand
or private
that.
Practitioner.
Listen to me carefully, my love. I understand that. And I agree with you. I'm telling you more people end up to the public hospital or the public to the public eye doctor because they cannot afford to go to private. I know what it costs to do that.
Well, if I don't need that, I will have to pay.
Yeah, but my point is we need to get more young people off to medical school and some wanting to be eye doctors, but we need to encourage our young people to do that. Yes, when they come back home, we got to pay them. I agree.
But they don't come back home.
They come back home and then they go back to do specializing. Then they don't come back home.
But I think we need more eye doctors.
We do, but we need to encourage more children to be better. See, when I took my oldest child to Xavier's for the first time, this is what Diane Sapero said to me. The children whose parents participate in every aspect of the child's education are
mm-hmm.
the kids who do better in school. I didn't quite understand what she was meaning by that. I thought you just make sure they go to class, you make sure they get the books, they do the uniform, you make sure they do the homework. It ain't just that. Is you coming to the school to participate in the orientation? You come to school
the PTA and all that
stuff and being involved with the child, showing the child that you involved with them are the kids who do better.
Yeah, I
can count on one hand the amount of good morning, welcome to our assemblies I miss in for my three children in school. On one hand, I still have 2 fingers or 3 fingers left.
Oh, well, I'm glad Sparky gets straight because I'm tired of Sparky
Rowan. Well, Sparky got it done. Thanks for
well,
coming.
That's good.
Thanks for coming.
And guess what?
Yes, baby.
These people to these clinics, they have a bad attitude. They don't know how to talk to people.
Nah.
Government people, they don't know how to talk to older people. So
and,
they get an attitude problem.
We do have some people are guilty of that. Yes, I agree that they are. I don't think all are. I think some are. We have some really good people. See, like I said, because my son is one who's worked at one of these clinics. I know we have some really good people at some of these clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And they try. But, you know, we could be difficult too now.
We have to learn how to speak to you in the right way.
Yes, but we're only human as well. And sometimes we do get tired. So I'm not defending them, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, you're defending them.
Yeah.
Like I put them on blast. Just how Sparky put them on blast.
I understand, my love. Okay. Take care. All right, darling.
Doing a good show.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Call her. When you're calling the answer, don't go around. I can talk to you. You got to run. Text her. When on earth did the term young include individuals that are 30 and over, Pearlie? Hold on. You see, obviously you don't know a man named Ronnie Butler. Age ain't nothing but a number. Okay. What is the basis persons are giving the PLP everything over a D? On what change have they facilitated in the past 3 years? It still give contract to my buddies, admitting to verbal contracts, no change in the healthcare system, tax haven increased dramatically, yet they spend is still loose, No tightening up of the public system. People driving around in government vehicles at the taxpayers' expense, even though gas prices are high. D. I wanted minus out, but I expect more. I wanted minus out, sorry, but I expect more. That's a trend I'm hearing a lot. Caller, you on there. What you saying?
What's going on?
I bet you see what I got into today.
Hey, listen, you asking us to rate the government, right?
Yes. And if you want to rate the opposition too, I'm stopping you, you know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's go to the government place.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to the ministry. Let's start off at the obvious place with the prime minister.
Okay.
The statement the prime minister made just the other day in reference to Iran Bailey, in reference to the contract.
Yes.
In reference to the telling the media not to make a big deal out of nothing, sort of thing.
Yes.
Right there alone speaks volume for the prime minister, what he thinks about the Bahamian people. Have you ever heard about any significant contract being done verbally?
Never in my life.
No type of insurance in place.
Never in my life.
No kind of street, no type of fee structure in place.
Bamsey?
There's no, it's quite obvious that there's no contractual insurance, there's no all risk insurance.
Okay.
So, what kind of self insurance
for this contractor? I'm asking, what do you mean by self? I know certain people do self insurance. They'll take the premium that they would spend for insurance and put in a bank account and hold that. Is that what he's talking about? Did the guy put X amount of dollars, the value of the prop, the building, in a bank account and hold that money till finished? I don't know.
Well, that's not insurance.
I'm being facetious. Okay.
Okay. Let's look at the prime minister.
Okay.
The prime minister, obviously, that statement alone. And my opinion is that that's a failure.
Okay.
Let's look at ministry works.
Okay.
Alfred says.
Yes.
BEC, should we say anything else? Anything else? BPL, the man.
Ministry works, BPL, water and sewers come under ministry
works. Water and the road works.
Yes.
Okay, let's look at Minister of National Security.
But you ain't giving me his grade. Would you give the Minister of Works?
No, grade? I grade all of them. I just touched the basis.
So you're giving them? Okay. National Security, but, yes.
You just had a fella get killed with 4 murders and a verdict of other serious on bail for other serious crimes.
I've been in 3 different places today and walking on a conversation about them. People asking one word, one question. How?
4 murders.
How you get out on, how you be out on bail for 4 murders?
And various other serious crimes.
Okay. We haven't even gone there yet. How you get bailed on bail for 4 murders? We ain't talking about it. And you, I know you're saying various other crimes. How you could bail for more than 2 murders?
Yeah, 4 murders.
I don't agree with giving murderers bail, but I mean, people are accused of murder bail. I don't believe in that, but fine.
You do one,
you come out on bail, but you do 2, you get in bail. You do 3, you get bail. You do 4, you get bail. Come on, man. Somebody knows somebody. Go ahead.
But let's look at the other fellow who just got released, the Stanley Cooper fellow, who got released for sexual crimes.
Uh huh.
This dude getting released back into the public with no type of rehabilitation, no type of help, no type of nothing.
So are we saying he's coming out the same way he went in?
Exactly. So right there again, Ministry of National Security, what are they doing? So again, in my mind, that's a failure.
They're getting new police trucks?
Yeah, but in my mind, that's a failure.
Okay.
I haven't even touched on immigration. Keep up.
Well, you okay? Go ahead.
That's automatic.
Okay.
Let's look at the housing. You know, I see fella from the contractors do it.
Yeah, contractors association. Misan.
Contractors association. You saw the pictures he posted with the houses with no bell cost. They putting a truss on top of the blocks. They putting steel with no concrete in the blocks. No concrete in the columns.
Boy, I'm not a contractor, so I don't quite understand it, but the way you're saying it got me concerned.
Well, it's documented. It's documented. The ministry, the fellow from the contractor thing, but just was on the new contractor association, just on the news, and he posted pictures on this social media page.
Okay.
So right then, if the housing, let these houses pass, they're failing.
All right.
And then on top of that, you're asking the public to buy these houses.
That's scary.
And these houses ain't cheap.
I got to make a call to find out about that. Okay.
So I wouldn't say all of the ministries are failing, but the majority of them are.
All right. So overall.
The majority of them are. And I'm sure if you go down the list, you would see where you could touch base. Let's look at the DRE. What has the DRA done since they came into power?
They looked at, they had a forensic and a financial audit done.
Okay. What came out of that? Who, how many people have they helped?
I don't
know. You still have people with tarps on their roof.
So
you still have people who have no place to live. You still have people who live in a tent.
Okay.
If it wasn't for the NGOs, we would have no problem. We would have no help after the end.
I gotcha.
After, you know, so again, I want to say all of the ministries are failing.
Uh-huh.
Majority of them are.
What about, so your, what about, would you give the, you give them a D, you say?
I'll give them a D overall.
The government a D overall?
Yeah.
All right. What about the opposition?
The opposition is still trying. I would give the opposition a passing grade yet, because I would say they're trying to find a way.
Fair
they
enough.
Find something where they're trying to hold on to. They grab some traction, but they need to be a little bit more vocal.
Okay.
Not just in the House of Assembly. They need to be a little bit more vocal out there. It can't be seen as just Lincoln being in the opposition.
Understood.
It can't be seen.
Okay.
So I would give them a passing grade yes yet.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'll continue to listen.
Thanks for calling. Before we take our break, we got a couple of more texts here. Let's get to these texts quickly. I went to the Ministry of Education Scholarship Union yesterday. My daughter was denied the scholarship because she is a science major, which isn't in their priority list for assisting students in the science field. Their rationale is that students in those fields can study at UB or UBI for free. But what they neglect to tell you is that dumb rationale is UB classes aren't consistent or up-to-date with other universities and UB. How many students are complaining about living conditions, but you want to throw people's children to the gutter with that rationale? And they're looking for students to come through to them by coming back home. And you said my degree choice was not your priority. Please spare me the details. How can the government not prioritize health science studies as top-tier priorities? We can talk about that after the break. Pearly, they are alleged murderer. That's why they get bail. Innocent until guilty. Fair enough. The so-called new PLP government, in reference to Whitney Houston and Deborah Cox, do it. Some script, different cast, ain't nothing changed. Y'all just trouble, you know. Failed for both. Break time. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour, the news, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this Ministry of Education. I have some views on that, and we'll see some more grades coming in on the government and the opposition. This is Pearly filling in for Shivago Lang on Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back right after the news break.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it, at a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time. I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Okay, school bag. Books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Pearly filling in for Chivago Line today. Now, let's get back to this now. Let's read this text. People writing me books. Pearly D for all of them and all of the opposition, because they still doing the horrible, but they still getting away with treating us like conk and no heads on the chopping block. Also, I give the voters a F for being the conk and voting these people back in every time. Give Lincoln or call my cat a chance. They would get a tentative C. I won't stay on the show. I ain't gonna comment. Pearly, I saw a missed call from your number. You have some money for me I could use? I call you. I know missed call from my number. That was a missed call from the text line. I do apologize. Yes, you know, these dumb phones, it's cost you press certain things, certain time, and I touched it when I was moving it, and I didn't hang the phone up. No, I ain't got no money for you. Sorry. I thought you might think I was calling you for some money. Hey, we got a next call on the line, Mr. Producer. Calling you on there. How you doing today?
Yeah, what's going on, Pearly? I got to call you before you lie. You're in a hot seat today, you know that?
Hey, I enjoy this. I enjoy this.
You're filling some big shoes.
I enjoy
this. Yeah, but listen, you know, I feel this for my people, right, Pearly?
Uh-huh.
You know, you said some things, you know, people calling. I feel it for the lady because I know about the contempt of the staff in the clinics, and I'm not going to try to mitigate, but, you know, these people are under pressure in the clinics.
Yeah.
The government is not paying them. The nurses, they're working in glorious surroundings, right?
Yes.
It is depressing, Pearly. But, you know, the thing is, Pearly, is there's not enough. We need more prevention tactics. You know, of course we need more doctors, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm glad to know your son is one. And if I have met him, I know he's humanized. He's the human aspect of the industry, right?
Well, that's some of the things he doesn't know the details.
That in him, right, Pearly?
Just how he feels about some things, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to listen to him. But the thing is, Pearly, what happens is with the connection with the ladies talk about the eye clinics, right? But, you know, I feel it because, you know, I put in for a hernia, so, you know, like, it's really, you have to, it's inglorious, you know? So if you don't have the insurance or the money, sometimes you have children. There's a lot of vagaries financially that a lot of people, but you're paying taxes, so I'm not going to defend. See, there's a paradigm in which is being created that most mindless, buckless sheep on the plantation don't understand what's going on, Pearly. It is designed for the poor to die. All of this BS about God and the poor and God saying the poor are there to eat and they can take care of the poor. Listen, they're doing the opposite. They can get rid of the poor by just DC medical parameters that they're creating. All right? You have to be able to recognize it, Pearly. You have to
We poor people don't die that easy. We tough.
No, but Pearly, what I'm saying is, I mean, I like the joke, right? But I'm talking sense when it comes to
serious.
The surgery and the
I understand
and the lack of the beam. But Grandma's always calling and pointing out about the hospital, the situation. And Grandma's, I like it, you know. But the thing is, you have to have a level of consciousness and a threshold of knowledge in order to understand the BS. What I'm saying is, we're not actually, in truth and fact, to impede the amount of people that's going into the hospital. We need a food police. Now, I just...
The thing with the eye, right?
Food police. Insulin, you heard about hyperinsulin, high insulin levels and high refined sugar in the body actually damages the blood vessels in the eyes and causes the regrowth of new vessels that causes fluid buildup and glaucoma and all that. So what I'm saying is we should tax the sugar. The sugar is really killing us.
So you all for a sin tax, that's what you're saying?
But I don't know if you call it a sin tax.
That's what they call it.
Sin is a construct to me. I mean, something, again, wait, Billy, something has got to be sin. I shouldn't say sin is a construct, but it got to be coming from God. That's why you can't expect too much people to believe in God. You know what I mean?
See attacks on sodas and candies and stuff like the high sugar
Billy,
item.
Billy, because I've seen your son and all, I've seen the experiments of these, or the impact on the human cognition, even in mice. I've seen on TV, I've looked at the things under the microscope, you know, I'm beyond the average person, but I just thought I would share that because,
okay. All right,
let's put it away. You didn't get mad at me. Put away your soda. Put away your soda, please, and your white sugar, please. Put it away. I mean, people just, they can't see it. They're not into, most of us are bookless and mindless, and we don't want to read anything. We just want to go on YouTube, which is their tube, and we want to look and see what we're supposed to learn. So I always tell one of my older brothers, you can't learn everything on YouTube, you know, but I'm able to juxtapose a little bit of high school knowledge, a little bit of college knowledge, dropout knowledge, and able not to be confounded and misled by the professionals, especially during the pandemic. Bless them. Keep it up,
brother. Take time, my brother. That was a whole lot he said this now, you know. It's a whole lot he said this now. Coming back to the scholarship matter, let's chat about the scholarship matter. I have no problem talking about it. What? See, and like I say, I ain't defending. I just my rationale. It's purely rationale, purely understanding. UB, BTVI is totally free for all payments. You may spend $200 on little fees here, but it's free. Full-time students, free. You don't pay no school fees. University of the West Indies medical program is 80%. The government pays 80%. You find the next, which isn't a lot of money. But if you go into Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, then you got to find food, living accommodation. So it becomes a little costlier then. So you're spending twice as much as you would spend to go to private school. Yeah. If I got you coming to UB for free, and the government, and when I say free now, it's free to me. But the government is subsidizing UB to pay for these children to come free. So I have to look at and see what UB is best doing at. And I can't agree with you when you say UB science program isn't up to date because it is an accredited university recognized around the world now. That's why it became the University of the Bahamas. So it is an accredited university. Coming to you right now, caller. It is an accredited university. It is an accredited university. So the science program has to be up to date in order for the kids from there to get into medical school in other places, and they are getting into medical school. So if UB is doing accounting, certain amount of things, I'm not going to take Bahamian dollars and send to Minnesota, to New York, to California, to Arkansas, to Florida, if I could keep it here and give it to UB and teach that same program that you're getting in the States. Yes, we want our kids to go off to school. I've been through it. I understand. I understand that I had to find more money for my daughter because she was an accounting major. I understand. I understand. Let's take this call. I'll call you on there. I'm coming back to the Ministry of Education. I'm coming back. Call you on there.
Yes, how you doing?
Thank God for life.
Yes, Alan Johnson, Critical Thinker.
Hey, Critical Thinker. Oh, Lord of mercy. Yeah. Some people talk barbecue yesterday, but something you were saying. But let me hear what you got to say today, and I can tell you.
Well, I always invite him to call 825-9700 so I could dismiss them of their ignorance.
I know. Talk to
and
me.
And the arrogance of their ignorance. Just let me say, if you look at, let me go to your school thing, right, the accreditation of the University of the Bahamas. You know, this is steps for accreditation versus legislatively accrediting a university.
Yes.
We legislatively accredited a university as about meeting international global guidelines. You could go to the University of the Bahamas. I recommend it, but you have to finish the complete 2 years so they could then take it as an example. I mean, give you some credits in some other college. But if you look at the digital preparedness of the Bahamas, and the fact that hundreds of thousands of individuals denied entry into the United States every single year,
yeah,
we should have the Bahamas should be a school, a jurisdiction for digital learning, so individuals can reside in the Bahamas and have access to the universities in Canada and the United States and all of those different places right here from in the Bahamas. Generally speaking, a university with 40 or more students would then send a teacher down. But digitally, you have a classroom, right? But we had them talk about educational tourism and everything. And I reference that because we have been talking digital in the Bahamas since 1968, when it was launched by Sir Lyndon Oscar Penland. And we can't get digital documents in any real concrete environment in the Bahamas today. If you want to grade this government and go back to their blueprint for change, I invite you to read it. I want you to read where they start talking about an e-Bahamas revolution, digital economy.
Yes, I've read it.
But I ask you to go to it and see, have we laid any groundwork to achieve this in the last 2 years? In fact, when the promises was made, the world economy, from a digital perspective, have totally changed in that time. In fact, artificial intelligence, which we just became aware of in March and was released in November, but those of us who have been advocating for it for almost 15, 20 years, who knows what it is and what it was coming. And we have a government that is so locked in on digitizing government services that we haven't been able to achieve in, 55 years or something like that, and totally ignoring the digitization of the economy that is needed, which is separate and apart. Understand this. Digitize the economy, and your business could fail digitally, but there would be thousands of other businesses in that digital economy that can survive. We haven't moved to digitizing our economy, but we've been promoting digitization of government services as if they are one and the same. Uh-huh. We talk about different economic models from the cannabis green, blue, all of these different things inside of this blueprint for change, mortgage relief, rent relief, dealing with homelessness. It's full of promises, but if you grade them on their promise. I want you to imagine that your daughter taking an exam and they give a list of 100 questions that she needs to answer. And she answers two of them, but she writes some beautiful things that she could do or have done that is not on the exam.
Uh-huh.
Would you grade her on the two she did or on the other thing she did that had nothing to do?
I give you 100 questions, I grade you on the two you did.
Right. So when you begin to look at the promises made, versus the promises kept.
Point.
You know, this government hasn't even begun yet. And if you then take away for all of the missteps, immigration, contracts, transparency, accountability, I know they have mastered looking back in time. These guys are better than NASA, exploring the universe, okay? But they never talk about the future. We have young Bahamians losing hope, resulting in our brain drain.
Yeah.
And so what happens, though, I think, and I'm an optimist, I really believe over the last 3 decades or so, as we move into this digital realization, that Bahamians aren't leaving the Bahamas. They're simply parking offshore, waiting for leadership that creates an environment for them to re-engage their vehicles and come back home.
Yeah.
We have not had that leadership now. I'm literally speaking, considering the time, I am also a data analyst, one that masters the predictive analysis and the whole other works.
Uh-huh.
This government is out of time. One and done. I think it's imperative for us right now to look at the options that we now have as the replacement candidates and begin to have and shape not what they're going to promise us. We need to begin to shape what they are going to do based on what we've done. Because I've heard a lot of talk about promises of doing this and that from these other alternatives, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But those are harvested ideas. But nothing substantive. You know, they remind me of what is it with Dorothy, with the guy, the little midget in the thing who would talk about Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz.
You know, the Wizard of Oz, yeah.
They remind me of the Oz. You know, the Wizard.
Yeah.
So they just talking, and they sound good and sound everything. Because each time I hear them ask something, I go to the leadership. I go to testing their followers and for supporters.
Uh-huh.
As to what does this mean? None of them substantive. They're good at repeating.
I got you.
Okay? So, but, you know, I would tell you, right? And for those who don't know my philosophical belief,
uh-huh,
just only need to ask the leadership of the PLP. And I'm saying to you, I am hopeful that the current leadership of the Free National Movement, based on him being from Grand Bahama and having access to him, and his somehow being not being afraid to say, I am aware, but I don't know, gives hope that he can rethink, I think, if whatever issue is going forward. My recommendation is that we need to grab hold of him, and if you believe in the coalition and the constitutional party, whatever, and begin to shape real, implementable, testable policies that they can defend as part of their structure. But I would hope, like the Free National Movement, move to the 70% of individuals born since 1981. That's the millennials from 1981 to 1995. The oldest one is 42 right now.
Okay.
The Gen Z, that's 1996 to 2010. The oldest one is 27 right now.
Yeah.
And this new generation of people, and engage them in conversation. Understand that if you look in the House of Assembly, look at most of them, over 60, 70, 80s.
Yeah.
They are not going to be here for the next two decades, no matter how they want. And I'm saying, I'm not even talking about debt, you know. I'm talking about their ability to participate in building a new Bahamas.
Understood.
And I'm simply saying is that this next election must be a transition to a new generation of leadership, not the facade where we have these MPs running around as if they could run ministries. They never heard of the word.
People are making
that's
sense.
So I'm simply saying this. It's time now, especially for those individuals born from 1981, register to vote. Just because you only need to be on the register. Become involved.
Decide
your future you want now, and make sure that the people have the confidence to build it.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. I'm a firm believer. Thank you for calling, CA. I'm a firm believer of the two-party system. And this is my personal view. I don't have a problem with third parties, but let me rephrase this. Let me say this carefully. I think they do affect somehow what happens in an election to some degree, but I think the two-party system to me is much better. And I can explain it right after this caller. Caller, we got a call on the line, Mr. Producer. I can explain right after. Caller, come on in.
Hey, Pearly.
Hey.
What's up, man?
I can let you know, but I know. But I ain't sure yet.
Now, you say our topic was on grading the
party, the government,
the party,
and the opposition. Yes.
Okay. I will do it ministry to ministry.
All right.
Okay. Tourism minister, I give him an A because he did very well.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm a nationalist.
I see we're close to 8 million tourists. I see we're getting new airlifts out of LA, out of Dallas.
I don't deal with the body like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Education, I'll give a B. She do much better job on education than she did when she went to transport.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The Minister of, the Minister of Labor and Immigration, he got an F, F-.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The Minister of National Security, I'll say give him B.
Okay.
Because we can't put everything, you know.
All right.
The Minister of Environment,
I think
I give him F. Now, the reason why I say I give him F, because they are not bringing in nothing new. You still have derelict cars all about.
You still have
people doing mechanic work.
Who's the Minister of Environment? That's Vaughn Miller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Still have derelict cars all about. You still have the work to be done with environment.
Okay.
And you still have people doing mechanic work where they shouldn't be doing. The country just looks nasty. We
pouring
need to clean up
ground.
Some things. People
okay.
got mechanic shop all about. So
go ahead.
That need to be correct.
Who's next?
Okay. What are the
Ministry
ones?
Of Works?
F. Failure. He ain't doing nothing. From there gone in, some roads still the same way. And
okay.
like I said before, you need a Bible tree machine.
Yeah, you did say that. Ministry of Agriculture.
Ministry of Agriculture, well, I don't know what they doing, because I go by that exchange up on Abundant Life Road, and you'll go there, you won't hardly meet nothing there.
Okay.
By the way, agriculture was much better years gone by than what it is now.
Okay, I got to take another caller, but I can ask you two more. Ministry of Finance and the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister, well, I'll give him C. The problem with him, he don't like make decision, and, you know, he's not. And then there was that thing yesterday, I mean, with the building collapse, uh-huh. That's our money spending that should have been insured, and okay. We're not going to wait to merge the information.
All right.
And what are the ones you want to say?
Opposition.
The opposition, well, the thing about them, they need to blend on things where they could get results of. For instance, you and I asked you with $100 million gone, they took from NIB. They don't be banging on things where they could get answers with five people who owe the Bank of the Bahamas $100 million.
Okay.
Things like that. You could right in your face. You could work with them. Now, let me make a close on this.
Uh-huh.
COB standard is very high.
UB.
Well,
I know the thing you're telling me is, but UB, yeah.
UB standard is very high.
Okay.
Now, we have one issue. The doctors, them, when they come out, everybody looking to run. They don't want to take their time and move up the ranks and pass certain things.
Their argument is the older doctors keeping them down.
Well, I won't too sure of that because the older doctors, them, pave the way and they know the way.
You
just come in the field, the older doctors got the experience, you know, and you just learn it. So you can't come on there and, you know, take over.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man.
I got another caller. Before I take this next call, let me read a couple of these texts. Hold on a second, caller. If my cat and the neighborhood animals run next election, I would vote for them before voting for the PLP and FNM. Pearly, you need to get your own show and you are ranking number one. You have the hang of it about the grades. PLP get a D for diminish. The people get an F for foolish. Wow. Interesting. Great show as usual. Sugar killing us, but the BPL bill killing us also. Boy. The Bahamians ain't got to worry about me encouraging my child to come back to the place that didn't assist her choice of education. New vision government is going to be our next slogan for the next election. Fair enough. And it's not only the Ministry of Education Loan Division. You can get scholarships. There's a number of other entities. Life at Key, Sir Lyndon Pinnon Foundation. There's a lot of other entities that give scholarships for kids. If any Bahamian read the Blueprint of Change, which is the administration's contract, which is administration contract with the Bahamian people and the speech from the throne, which is the legislative agenda, with the exception of minimum wage, you would have no choice but to give this administration a big F on what they promise us. I gave the opposition a B+ for exposing the garbage that Brave and the crew is doing. PLP get an F. Oh, boy. Carla, thanks for being patient with me. How you doing? What you got to say to me this day? Carla, go on. Hey, Mr. Blues, you call or duck me? You can call back. You know, I do apologize to keep you waiting. Call back. I'll take you on right away. Good show. We need serious change. The PMP and FDM has abused the country and its people for decades. They make rules for us, but no rules for them. If you were born in the 60s, you need to see change before you die. Wake up, Bahamians. We can change this country for the betterment of us all, and not just the politicians, their families and friends. This country is in a bad position with people who are blind and what is plain in sight. We are so divided, why can't we examine our commonalities, delete the ones that separate us, be logical and use our common sense and come together for a common good for the country. Forget religion, forget FNM and PLP, forget being biased and do what is right for the country and the people, not the government. So if we forget FNM and the PLP, what are we going to do? Any new party come either from the PLP or the FNM. And they find out why they leave the PLP or the FNM, because they was vexed, puff up and mad. I ain't get this nomination, so I gain. You ain't let me run here, so I gain. You ain't let me become chairman of the party, so I gain. And I can form my own party, and I can talk with giving you what I can do. Let's examine all of that. Many times we hear third parties saying what we want here. But if we really examine what the third parties are about, and I'm not talking about any particular party, don't get me wrong. You don't know. First of all, yes, Chobox said the FNM come out of the UBP. If you want to say that, you can say that. But plenty of PLPs came into the FNM. Anybody party form out there come from one of them two major parties. So what's the difference? Because I talk in something a little different because I'm mad and I row it. Because I didn't get that nomination there, so I go on and I row it. If you didn't get a nomination, you wasn't going to step. If you had won that chairmanship or that leadership or that other position, you wasn't going to step. If you got that contract, he wasn't going to say, but you're mad because you didn't get these things. You ain't mad on the fundamental reasons, you know. You ain't mad on some of the decisions. You mad because you ain't get what you wanted. So now you leave. Tell me if I'm lying. See? See, oh, nothing. Look at Trump. Trump getting it. Anyway. Pearly, you need to get a lot of radio sponsors together and then go to Dwight with your proposal to get your own radio show. I want you to take over. We are doing an awesome job. Entertaining. Thank you very much. Appreciate that vote of confidence. Pearly, I give them a G for garbage juice. Whoa. Vote in a new party. Behemoth scared of change. Their philosophy in my grammy and mother or my family is PLP or FNM, so I vote them. Very few people listen to the grammy or their daddy or uncle right now. Or auntie or daddy. Let's not... See, I go back to what I was saying. I am a firm believer of the two-party system. A firm believer of that. I believe in the PLP and the FNM. I believe that if in order to see change in the PLP, the FNM, join them and bring change from within. Because trying to go somewhere else to form something else ain't going to work. Because, first of all, the financial sponsors ain't going to do because they ain't sure what you about. They're either going to the PLP or the FNM. That's the facts. In no country and in nowhere in the world, you can win an election if you don't have the financial backings. So you could talk all the pretty talk and make all the pretty raw, but at the end of the day, when that campaigning starts and I come by your headquarters and you ain't got no chicken or no pork chop or no soda or bread, give me a gain out of the one who got it. And if you making real promises to me that are unrealistic, I ain't falling behind you. On any end of the spectrum, but I believe in the two-party system. I believe in entering those parties, whatever one you believe in, PLP or FNM. I believe in joining those parties and working up the ranks and bringing change from within. I don't believe a third party can work in this country, and I have backup to it. DNA, BDM, all kind. I could call the other parties out there who ain't do nothing but get a couple of votes and maybe have disrupted one or two conceits. Is that you want to disrupt a seat? Disrupting the seat ain't making a change because disrupting the seat putting one of the PLP to FNM and you just changing who which of the PLP FNM could win that seat. Because you may take in votes from the PLP, you may take in votes from the FNM. It don't matter. What matters is let's get change within these parties. Real change. You can't promise me. Anyway, let me read what this text here say. Let me read this text here. They say Davis needs to shuffle his cabinet, but if you shuffle a deck of jokers, never mind. See, y'all. Anyway, vote in a new party. Beamers need a change. I just read that, sorry, but it sent the same thing back to me again. Yes, sir, you do need a show for yourself, or you are naughty run talking heads for the 2 hours. One step at a time. You know, first you got to creep, crawl. Then you walk and you fall down and then you start running. You see what happens, okay? I'm just happy to be able to fill in it periodically and, you know, give a different perspective and keep my brother's show going. Outside of that, this is all it's about. Just coming in, filling in and making sure that the show keeps entertaining. Now, back to what I'm saying. You can't promise me unrealistic things. I ain't shallow-minded like that to fall for certain things because it sound good. The poison say, look at Trump. Yeah, Trump say some things and people won't hear. And listen, things you're hearing, there's some things I won't hear. I made a joke, so I want my $100,000. But if you give everybody in this country $100,000, who go work in McDonald's, in Wendy's, in the gas station? And then inflation will kill us. Because if I get $100,000, you want me to work to Wendy's, you're going to pay me some good money. I used to have big money. So but that brings inflation, price of everything go up. Or the next thing is, the same problem you have in illegal immigration, we'll all be working at Mondays, McDonald's, and the gas station and be right back to where we were. Let's think these things through, people. Let's think these things through properly. And maybe you can find the money to get it. Because it ain't like the sovereign red fund has an account right there with all the money sitting in there, let me write you a check. Understand your system. Know your system. Think these things through properly, people. Pearly, if Perry did win the seat of 27 Brave Davis, would have formed his own party. Nah, I ain't sure about that. I can't let you say that. You never know. You never know. Because it happened before. when the late Dr. B.J. Norris didn't win the leadership, he formed the CDR. It has happened. It can happen. It does happen in this country. I think we have another call up, Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer, did we take our first break? Let's take this call. When we finish this call, we take our first break. Caller, you on the air.
Really, I just walk in, and you was my man of business. But I don't like, what you had in your coffee this morning?
Just coffee. And I don't put that white sugar in there. I put lemon and pure cane sugar.
Yeah, but maybe you need to put some sugar in there. Listen, you need to have something in life sometimes to look forward to. You ever hear about a place called Barbados?
Yeah, my ex-family-in-law from Barbadians.
Okay, you see that woman, Prime Minister, was looking sound like a man. Actually running circles for her people around all these males inside in the West and in the Caribbean.
She's doing well. She has a good reputation, yes.
You see, she's getting universal something fun for all of our citizens. Now, $100,000 may be far-fetched, but if Barbados could do it, it was dollars 2-1 to the U.S. And they were here down behind God back.
First of all, she's talking about it. There's nothing that's happened yet. And they're still crossing their T's and dotting their I's. That is not a finality. So I can't let you say.
But at least something is on the table.
We'll see what happens there. But first of all, you got to see where that money is coming from and see what they're doing. All I'm saying here, I don't have a problem if you give me $100,000, you know, or whatever the money is. Show me where you're getting that from. Don't tell me sovereign wealth front, and you ain't quite understand where that money coming from.
Okay, so
Let
me ask you a question. If it wasn't a realistic thing, or could be realistic whenever it comes, why the Prime Minister, Kamalamas, change it to the National Wealth Fund and put it solely to be controlled by him, whatever it is, in the office of the Prime Minister, and not in a sovereign wealth fund?
No, it's all in the name. Come on, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing.
No, it's not the same.
Okay, so you're telling me that there's an account out there, the National Wealth Fund account with money in it. That's what you're telling me.
No, I'm not saying the money is there yet.
Okay.
But I'm saying if it was nothing promising, it may not be $100,000. Why did he repeal the sovereign wealth fund, which
we're talking carbon credits and all that stuff and talking about getting it. So I understand why they changed. But my whole point is, do we have it? And when you get it, if I give everybody $100,000, where are we going as a country?
Fairly. If you give everybody $100, we have models around the world that we can follow. Kuwait is one of them. Them Kuwaitis and them Saudis don't work. You know what they do? All these people were trying to run here.
They're
from east and south. We could get them to work for us.
But we talking about, but we have an immigration problem.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I hear you.
In Dubai, the workers, the foreign workers, outweigh by miles the indigenous Dubaian, okay? But they have stipulations for the foreign workers. They got like 2 million or more foreign workers, and then you must see 500,000 Dubaians. That is what they do.
Listen to me. So you're telling me. So anyway, okay, I hear you. I hear you, caller. I hear you, loud and clear.
That is exactly what I'm saying. We have to be optimistic. My last thing is, I don't mind waiting a little longer, but because I've been waiting now for 60 years and nothing happened. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, my brother. We're going to take our first break. We get so many calls and texts, and we forget we had to take a break and got to pay the bills. Let's take a break. This is Z Live on Guardian Radio. I'm Pearly. I'll be right back.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it, at a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time. I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I got to buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
Welcome back to Z Live on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Boy, I believe I get set up at that last call because maybe it's that Rowan. Anyway, that was cool. That's fine with me. No problem. P for poor, they do not deserve D or F. Z Live, I respect Mr. Pintard. He stood up for the criticism on the fisheries bill when he said only behemoths will work in our fishing industry, a different breed. You really believe these young people don't listen to their grammy or parents? These groups are the only families that are eating in this country. Only privileged set of families. Other than the Kelly, Sim, etc., if you are not in the clan of the PF and the FM, you are not in the clique. I can't agree with that, but that's your opinion, so fine. We shall see. The CEO will run this country. You are delusioned and enamored by the two-party system because you are too young to see that we desperately need change, bro. You're a prophetic, pessimistic, garbage Bahamas supporter. Loss. I'm 61 years old. I'm too young to know what. I was a little boy when I watched the PLP, when I was a young man, when I watched the FNM, and I've watched politics through this whole country. I'm too young to know that. That's my opinion. If you feel something different, then that's fine. See, you can't want me to support you, and you're cutting me down because I say something, you're rowing me. So why even want to talk to you anymore after that? Hear my opinion. If I don't agree with your opinion, show me where your opinion is better than my opinion. Don't get mad at me and tell me I'm delusional and I all this because I don't agree with what you're saying. We should agree to disagree. You say there's a free country and freedom of speech. If you say something I don't like, I can tell you I don't like it. I say, you know, fine. I don't mind you telling me I'm wrong, you know. Fine, that's fine with me. But show me where your idea better than mine. Show me where you believe this people could do better than that people or those people could do better than them people. And then I can listen to you. I may agree, I may have a disagreement, but the fact is we have a conversation. A realistic, sensible, mature conversation. We don't get mad and call each other names because we don't agree. The more you route the people who agree with you, the less votes you can get. Understand that I've been in this game long enough to know this. Pearly, in the 2017 election, Brave Davis prayed for Perry to lose his seat, hoping he was going to government, and he became PM. That's concrete. I ain't know if that's concrete. I ain't know he prayed. I never hear him pray to say that. So I can't let you say that. A lot of people say that and throw that out, and maybe it's so, maybe it's not true. I have not heard it. I can't say it's true. I know what happened in 2017 election. I know a former prime minister lost by 4 votes. Anything could have changed then. Explain it. Tell me your opinion. Don't run on what the texter. We could get in an argument on politics straight through, and I could argue with you. It doesn't bother me. All right. I have a clear understanding of political parties. I am fascinated by politics, not just Bahamian politics, you know, Jamaican politics, the Trinidadian, English, United States, Canada. I'm fascinated by politics. That's my firm belief. I understand that the monies that be support both the PLP or the FNM. They finance those elections. They do things. I know that the majority of people in this country either support the PLP or FNM. I know that. Fine. I don't believe in a third party. I don't see a third party could be a difference in terms of winning the government. I don't see it. And until you could show me the facts, until you could show me the numbers, you can say all you want about who can be the next government. I believe the next government can be either PLP or FNM. That's my belief. It doesn't mean that I'm right or I'm wrong. That's just my belief. And I have to respect your belief, and I respect your belief. I don't believe a third party can have the financing to do it. I don't believe. See, you can have your little protests and run around. That's kind. But when the time to pay for headquarters to operate, when the time to pay for paperwork, for printers and for paper and for analysis and for people to walk the streets and do these things, when it comes to having the people, when you come, the people come there to work, you got to feed them and give them something to drink. When it comes to all of this of running a general election, that's millions, and that's just straight up millions. That ain't the other stuff you do, throwing the big parties and all that. This just running a headquarters, running a campaign, flying from here to there, letting the leader fly around, letting the candidates fly back and forth and all that, working with your team and all that. That's millions. And when you're doing the partying and the headquarters, that's even more money. So don't try and make me believe that a third party who ain't got no money could win an election when you ain't got enough the fundamental money to run your election. To print your t-shirt, to print your posters, to do your ads, to do your newspaper and your radio ads. All that is an expense. Let me think about what it costs. See, it's fun. The fun we having out there is we talking and we having fun. And we making all this noise and saying we can win and we can put move to PLP, we can move to F, we can do this. Until it comes down to putting your hand in your pocket and spending what you got to spend for. And I'm not talking about the fluff stuff. I'm not talking about the fluff stuff. I'm talking about the fundamental stuff to run a general election. The fundamental stuff, because you run in rallies. You know what it costs to run one rally in New Providence or Grand Bahama? The staging and the sound and all of that. What it costs to run a rally in the Family Islands, just to run rallies? All the rallies you can run, because you can't have a rally in Exuma, don't have a rally in Long Island. You can't be in Long Island, don't go to Inagua. You can't go to Inagua, don't go to Auckland. And Meguana, you may have little small run-around rallies in some of these places, but you can't go to South Andres and don't go to North Andres. You can't go to South Legion and don't go to North Lucha. You can't go to Exuma and go to Ragged Island. You can't go to Cal Island and don't go to Rum Key. Money. And running on Facebook and WhatsApp and posting these things and doing these things don't get you. Yeah, people can make noise and carry on, but that don't guarantee you no government. That's the fundamental stuff of running election is money. I ain't talking about the fluff now. I ain't talking about the fluff. That's why the CEO will not win, this person is saying. Dexter, Pearly, what if the third party gets the money from backup? It's possible they could win. Well, what do you mean backup? What's backup? Foreigners? Then the same thing you rowing about, the foreigners coming to take over the country, you didn't give you money to run an election? Because Bahamians ain't going to give you $10 million. And I'm not knocking what they're doing, you know. Yes, it takes money, and only them two parties have the money. The last exit said, yes. And it's not a dispute. I'm not trying to cut down nobody, make nothing wrong with it, you know. I'm giving you what is factual out there on this. What'd you say on this road? We got a caller. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
Really?
Hey.
I'm back at you again.
What you going back at me with now?
Listen.
I
understand what you're saying. And I tell the third party the same thing. You probably don't need as much as the big boys, but you can need a couple of dollars, right?
What is a couple of dollars? How much you think it takes? How much you think the big boys spend for one election?
Man, but only God knows, that's why we need...
No, and I'm talking about the fluff money. I'm talking about the fundamental stuff. basically running the headquarters, basically moving about, basically getting your T-shirt posted.
Couple million dollars.
Let's simply do the math on T-shirts. Let's say what? Each constituency get 5,000 T-shirts?
See,
at $7 to $10 a piece, do the math. That's $500,000. That's almost $1 million.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so talk to me.
If we get down to the bare knuckles of this thing, prior to election, right, what menus are in our pocket? Nothing, right? The dudes, them, know we like party and things. When we go to the rally, what we go to the rally in? The little cheap T-shirt they give us, right? And when we then put them in, and they didn't call and also tell me and swear to the king and all the way I swear to, what we have after the election? Nothing.
So you think the third party can be different? And they there come out. Question. They come out of the PLP and the FNM. You think any of them can be different?
Listen, as long as there's life, there's always a chance.
I think it may not be.
Technically, you may be correct, right?
Uh-huh.
But see, let me tell you what I told somebody today. If I know Pearlie, take out a gun and shot somebody, right? And the police catch him. And they come to me and say, hey, dog, you think Pearlie was, and I know Pearlie did that. I can say, that's my boy. But Pearlie, on his own, there is no way when history is written, even if it's only two votes, and history, true history is written, I want my name to be on the right side of history, even if it's only two votes. So when my grandchildren and grandchildren then pick up the book and they say, oh, daddy or granddaddy voted for a new party. But apparently them vote for these fellas and look all this crookery we find out these two fellas are doing. I don't need that. See, it's already a victory for me not to vote for them, but the crookedness I know they're doing. That's a victory for me.
And you believe the third anyway. Okay, I got you. I hear you, bro.
Good, Pearlie.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling. Almost set me up. $250,000 average on each constituency is $10 million alone before rallies, ads, food, drink, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying that they can spend $250,000, but that's $10 million right there. So where a third party can get that kind of money? You talk to Branville McCartney, talk to Cassius Stott, let them know what it cost them and how they couldn't do because they had the financial backing. It's kind of sweet at front, and the fella throw you a couple of dollars and you'll be able to do these little rally and put on some T-shirts and run around and do some protests and all. That's kind of fun. Till the nitty-gritty time hit. Till the time to put the time to put your hand in your pocket and say, what you can give me? What you can do? I need some money to do this. My brother, I didn't get this one. I didn't get that one. I'm not knocking, and understand me, I'm not trying to knock what any third party is doing in this country. I just being real. Like we said, being real. I giving you what is real. I ain't fluffing. I ain't faking and frauding. I ain't trying to talk and say what you want here. Oh, yeah. No. Ain't no third party awake in this country because it has not. And nobody, I've never seen, and I could be wrong and you could correct me, PLB, FNM running in the same seat and independent beat the two of them. They always compromise. I remember in the 87 general election when Hubert Ingraham and Perry Christie ran independent? The FNM did not run a candidate in those seats. And as well as against Arthur Hanna. When Vifty Bassian ran, the PLB didn't run against them. When Larry Cartwright ran as an independent, the PLB didn't run against them. When the two big horses in the race, that third man out. Branville McCartney ran in the 2017 or whatever election, seven or whatever election, forgive me. Election, and it was him, the PLP, and the FNM, and he lost. Got a lot of votes. He's a good man, but did not win. A three-horse race like that. And in some facts, I think he interrupted what happened and helped Renville Wells win in 2012 because he took votes from the FNM. Who the COI can take votes from? Both parties, maybe. But let's be real. Let's don't live in this fantasy world and let's talk as we want to hear ourselves talk and say things and the thing can happen. Really, the FNM came from far. They sure did. And they sat in the, and they came in 71 and sat in 92. 21 years of toting beating. Beating on top of beating. Think they gonna win, come in 72 talking, backside the jail, gone Lewis. 77, split party, Lewis. 82, trying to come back together, Lewis. 87, they thought they had to win, get beat. Not till 92. When you saw there was a two-horse race, and the people went behind the Hubert Ingram and the F&M to beat Sir Lyndon and the PLP at that time. No big time third, a couple of people running independent. You know, big time third party coming in to interrupt nothing. All a third party could do is determine one or two seats and help one of the PLP F&M in the seat. They ain't gonna win no seat. You can't show me one seat, any third party in this country gonna win in the next general election. I don't care what kind of talk you got. I could be wrong. I could be dead wrong. I could be very, very wrong. Texter, what you saying here now? It could work if the leadership has the 10 million base load personally, or they can develop businesses in each area now to generate the needed capital for each. Not cake and food sales. I hear you. The leadership. Part of being a leader of a party is that you could, and this ain't just PLP, F&M, or the Bahamas, you know, this anywhere in the world. Part of being the leader of the party is that you could generate finances to run that election, to run that party. Thank you so much. We had a good show. I enjoyed it today. I enjoyed being here. I know some people mad at me, but that's all right. That's what talk show about. You should put your opinion out there, and we take it from there. See you tomorrow, 2 p.m., This has been Z Live, Pearly filling in for Shivago Lang on Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a great afternoon and see you tomorrow, God willing.
With Shivago Lang is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, Freeport News, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance. Whatever weather,